Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Ball Corporation's plant in Golden is looking for production technicians. You can read the full description and apply at jobs.ball.com when you search Golden. This position is on the front line of the aluminum beverage can production process at Ball's plants. The company offers a competitive $27.39 per hour wage with potential for increase at 6, 12, and 18 months on the job. It offers exposure to a lot of other manufacturing opportunities in the plant. The production technician role touches on the other stages of production, making aluminum cans and ends. This role is responsible for machine adjustments on high-speed production equipment and is an integral part of the production team, both in quality and meeting operational goals for volume. At Ball, all positions have importance and impact. The role has skills growth built into it, and many production technicians become maintainers, which is the next step in the production technician line. Employees who have started out as production technicians have even gone on to other roles in operations and management. Yeah, it definitely has the level of technical skill that people are looking for. Since the old days, most have an outdated perception of back-breaking labor. Much of this has been automated today. So, text GOLDEN to 77222 and you'll get linked to open positions. You can also go directly to jobs.ball.com and search GOLDEN to find that opportunity. Again, jobs.ball.com and search GOLDEN.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. Rudo and AJ coming at you. The original plan for today's show was to tell you what the Avs were going to look like coming back from the COVID pause. But the actual plan involves...
The original plan was for us to cover the Avs Golden Knights game in Vegas tonight, where Jesse currently is, because he booked his travel already.
But, you know, we knew that one was canceled as of yesterday.
Yeah, that's it. That's on him.
We didn't know until our normal showtime that the Avs also will not be playing another game until 2022. So, oh my God. Well, hopefully they're competitive next year. That's all I'll say about the hat.
Didn't they just finish third in constructors?
Oh, third. Wow. Yeah. They really put up a great fight against those two top teams.
Nobody did, but that's F1 for you.
It sure is, unfortunately. Unfortunately, the Avs will not be playing hockey for another 5 days at least. This one, not that the first one was their fault, but unfortunately, the Avs just happen to have Dallas on the schedule twice to end the year. And Dallas has nine players in COVID protocol still, even post-break.
Multiple staffers
as well. There's a couple of other teams that are in that boat. They do things for the team, all right? It doesn't have to be more specific than that.
Well, it's like is it PR people or is it like assistant coaches, equipment managers? How closely connected are they day to day to the team? Or is it like the social media people, or you know, is it like somebody in the sales office? Like, you know, where does the line of like staffers like end? Just a curiosity for me, I guess.
They'll tell you the same day NHL teams start telling you what injuries actually are to the players. How about that?
So true.
So Dallas was still a ton of players in COVID protocol. These two games coming up ended up getting postponed even further, which for the Avs means they're going to be even healthier when they do come back to play. But you also get into the old rest versus rust debate, where this will now be going on 2 weeks for Colorado without playing an NHL game. Obviously there's the COVID and health side of it, which we've talked about before when this pause first came around.
Is COVID happening right now?
Shocking, right? But if
we should talk about that, how do people feel?
Well, yeah, just gonna light a grenade and end the show. Is that your plan here?
Yeah, I mean, that's what Bo Bennett did on Twitter today. He just lobbed a grenade onto Twitter and said, "Let's fight."
I didn't even see that. In any case,
good.
What is this, a good or a bad thing for Colorado to have a handful more days off?
Well, they were coming back, and they were going to once again have a compromised lineup.
Yep, they were going.
So I think,
five.
I think this is fine. Like for them, I don't think it'll make a huge difference. And like the big thing is that they're not going into a really important stretch of games. Vegas and two Dallas games.
Yeah.
Obviously shorthanded.
Yeah. It would have been Logan O'Connor, Miko Rantanen, Pavel Francouz. There were a couple other players on there that I'm forgetting that are off now.
Yeah, like McDermott came off today.
Yeah, it was McDermott and someone else that just came off. Now, as things stand based on their
one
protocol times, it'll be just Pavel Francouz still on the list for post December 31st.
So which is fine. He doesn't play two games. Kemper starts on your Golden anyway.
Yep.
I think the really big development here is that I don't know if he actually did today. I'm in Dallas. Jesse's in Vegas. So we had road plans. We're both on the road getting ready to cover road games that got postponed. we were literally, Z and I were stopped at Cooper Farms Market in between Houston and Dallas when we found out that the Avs games were canceled this week. And it was like, I guess we could just go home.
Yep.
alrighty. But Bo Byram.
Yep.
Skated hanging around today with the team and was supposed to skate today. Now obviously until he feels well enough and actually gets back into a game, we'll see. But I've had a lot of people who are like, I don't think we'll see him play again this year. And I think if they were seriously concerned about that, he would not be at the rink every day. He would not be hanging around the club. He would be doing what Timmins did. He would be doing what he did last year, or he just disappeared. Yep. He wasn't around, or Eric Johnson just wasn't around. You just don't see those guys. Those guys weren't anywhere close.
Yeah.
But because we're seeing him at practice every day, we're seeing, today, again, I wasn't there. I haven't checked. I haven't sleuthed out every picture that was taken by the social media team. I don't know that if he actually did practice or not, but
he did.
Okay. And, I think it's encouraging. I think it's encouraging that he's in this, that he's in that kind of shape.
He wasn't a no contact, to be clear, but he did. He was there with the team. But yeah, certainly just about everyone not named Ryan Murray is pretty much scheduled to be healthy or nearly healthy at the end of this break. So they do have that going for them, for sure. And we'll save the tax squad talk for period two. But we will get into that a little bit too. For the Avs as it stands, this is going to be a little bit of a staggered restart for the NHL, right? Not necessarily by choice, but because the Avs happen to play Dallas, which is one of the teams that has a ton of positive COVID players. There's also Montreal and Toronto, both, I think, are struggling pretty badly with it right now. The NHL is still planning to start back up tomorrow. It's just, it won't be Colorado. It won't be Dallas. I believe the Winnipeg game is canceled as well for Tuesday. So the Avs are going to have even more games in hand on the league, which it will be interesting. We're starting to drift into the territory of, it's not going to be super easy to make up all of these games. Before it was, oh, the Avs need to make up 4 games in 3 weeks in February. So that's, even with pre-scheduled stuff, you can find 4 days to squeeze games in. Now with the Avs, we're talking about 7 games. And if you actually do...
Yeah, you're talking about 7 games across our break. 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, 7 games across 3 weeks is a pretty normal slate of games.
Slightly late, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, maybe a touch on the lighter side, but not major. Not a major.
Yep.
Deviation from their normal schedule. So.
Yeah.
So. At this point, it shouldn't be too hard, but it will be harder. That when they were looking at 4 games in 3 weeks, you're like, oh, cakewalk. If anything, you're worried about them getting rusty because
you're playing one game.
You know, they're going to play a game. They're going to have 5 days off or whatever. You know, like it's going to be. But now they have 7 to make up. And the thing, only 2 of those are going to be at home because Dallas and Tampa Bay are the only home games. They've got games in Detroit, in Buffalo, in Boston, in Dallas, and in Vegas. So they're kind of all over the place in terms of the games that they have to make up, geographically speaking. Hard, you know, obviously one of those is a natural. One of those is like a natural trip. Boston and Buffalo for sure is a natural road trip, but the other ones, I don't think, you know, like Detroit Dallas trip is just something they might have to do. And them popping out, the Avs popping out to Vegas and popping back, they can do that on the second night of a back-to-back or whatever if they need to. Yeah. They absolutely needed to. But it shouldn't get to that point. But, you know, right now, Colorado's 7 games postponed. This should be pretty easy for them to make up in the what would have been the Olympic break. But if they start adding any more than that, it's going to get a lot harder.
Yep. No doubt about it. It's kind of living on the fringes right now. $5 super chat from Pin King. Thank you very much. Is boosters required for Ball Arena or just the first 2 COVID shots? As far as I know, it's just proof of vaccination. The booster is not necessarily required, but I cannot tell you 100% sure. I would definitely ask the Ball Arena staff on that one. Okay.
Yeah. And it's different. Like, it, I don't yeah. know. I mean, for canceled games, it doesn't really matter at this point.
Right. They're not even rescheduled yet, so.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Whatever the rules are today may not be the rules tomorrow.
Yeah, this is,
you know, with very, everything is changing.
Yeah.
developing situation, no doubt about it.
Something that we have to keep saying for some reason. Like, I see a lot of people who are like, well, what's the end game? And that's like, dude, you don't know what it is. It is a situation that changes day to day.
Yep.
Like, do you remember? Go back and listen to the pods that we were doing when the pandemic first started. We were talking about the league shutting down for 3 weeks in March of 2020. Just not knowing what we were getting into. And nobody knew then. Nobody knows now. We just don't need. We don't know what is in store for us. We don't know where this heads. We don't know where this goes. You kind of just have to fly by the seat of your pants on this one.
Yep.
And that's just the reality of it. Like, I wish there was a better answer, but we don't have a better answer for the moment. We just kind of have to just keep going. We get a little bit better. We get a little more information. You know, the vaccines are now readily available. Majority of players have them. Boosters are now being moved, you know, being recommended for people who don't want them or have not gotten them already, and blah 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 blah. So we'll see. Right? We'll see how this continues to develop. The CDC just reduced the quarantine time today from 10 days to 5 days.
Yep.
So we're inching closer towards learning to live with it, but we're not there.
It's just reality.
That's what this process is getting to.
Everyone woke up today assuming that the Avs-Dallas games were going forward. And then at 11 a.m. we find out that Dallas has 5 more players added to their COVID list. And it's like, oh,
right.
All of a sudden it doesn't seem very realistic that this game is going to happen.
Right. And from a competitive standpoint, like, you don't want that. Like,
of course not.
You don't want any of these games. You don't want playoff races and any of this stuff being decided. You don't want any of that stuff being decided on games where half of your roster is the Texas Stars.
Yep.
You don't want that.
Yeah. Nobody wants that, I don't think.
Yeah. It's just competitively, this was it's just a bummer. So,
yep.
And I don't know, man. There's nothing that says that this is almost done. That even this extra week for the Avs anyway is going to be enough. They haven't even gotten back to games yet, and they've already started canceling games from this week. So we might just be here for a while. We might be in the middle of who knows. Who knows how long this goes on?
All signs point to more games getting postponed, too. It sounds like the Toronto game is not going to happen. There's a couple other ones that are certainly in question for this return.
Yeah, one of Toronto's games was already postponed. Yeah. So, I mean, they just keep pushing them back. I mean, this – I hate this, man. I miss talking about hockey.
Obviously. I don't think anybody wants this. Like, no one's sitting here going, yeah, let's shut it down for longer. But the league also has to do what it has to do so that you don't have a team with 9 COVID positive players playing another team and continuing this cycle of COVID going around the league. It's just a tough situation. No one's going to know what the right answer is until we look back on it and go, oh, this or that should have happened. But in the moment, NHL's just trying to do the best that it can.
Yeah, I mean, hindsight's always 20/20, but you look at how things have gone right now and you can be like, oh, the NHL's idiots for some of this. And some of this is also just like, look, like, you kind of expected going into the season that there would be a COVID shutdown at some point. You just sort of
certainly in the
one of those things that it was like, this is probably going to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Landy will be back.
So, if this barring is all COVID, the worst, and you want to go do something about it, or at least take your mind off it, you can always head over to Lightshade, where you can get 25% off when you use code DNVR right now. It's a great deal. Buy an ounce, get a quad free. That's the way to go.
right now. Lightshade obviously is amazing. They've been around here in Denver since, you know, you've actually been able to legally buy weed. So you can jump on that. They are promoting the Escape Artist brand at the top right now. They prioritize quality and consistency, and it's the highest awarded tropical brand in Colorado. They have multiple ratios available, whether it's 1-to-1 or a high ratio 20-to-1 CBD. If you're going the CBD route, they got you on that. Their creams are their highest potency cream is a 800x800. So, they will really take care of any pain that you might be dealing with. So be sure to check out the Escape Artist brand. Of course, all of Lightshade's other options are great. You can shop online and visit a Lightshade location near you. So be able to go check them out and get yourself whatever you need when it comes to CBD or THC. And then check out Green Mountain Dental Groove. Make sure you're taking care of your teeth. Get them looking good. When you schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with them, you get a free Sonicare toothbrush just for taking care of your teeth. So jump on it. Just 15 minutes from downtown over in Lakewood. And they are great at what they do. The best family dentist in the Denver metro area. After that, if you're still looking for a fun time, while hockey might not be going on right now, great time to sign up for the Nuggets Party Bus. So they've actually already filled one entire bus of Nuggets fans. So they're bringing in a second bus for this popular event. Would highly recommend you go check it out. The party buses for the Broncos were a blast. And so we're bringing it over to the Nuggets side. If they do well, which obviously they're already doing good, but if people enjoy it, we might try and fit one in for the Avs sometime in the future, you know, COVID allowing, but should be a fun time. Highly recommend. You can go get a feel for it. Hopefully, you know, things get easier to do stuff again. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. All right. So one of the things that I think we can say, at least in the immediate, that is good to come out of this pause is the NHL is bringing back a taxi squad. Now,
sort of
indeed. There are a bunch of rules and limitations to this taxi squad, starting with the fact that it's only going to last up till the All-Star break as it stands. But it should help prevent COVID disaster games to at least a certain extent in the NHL. Now, they only have 6 players, which is normal, same as last year.
Maximum of 6, of course.
Sure. Yeah, you can carry 0 if you wanted, I suppose. But there is a maximum of 6. You have to have players cannot be on it for more than 20 days in total, which again, this is only planned through the All-Star break, so that's like a month and a half of total time that you need to cover. So like half that time is only when any given player can be on the list. But
yeah, for the Avs, when they return to play, it'll be like 34 days, yeah. I think. So 20 of them is the max that a guy is allowed to be on there.
Shouldn't be too much of an issue there. There are some other expected things, like waivers still exist. Players would still have to pass through that if they need to.
Yep.
And then I believe for emergency call-up situations, they're now given $1 million of cap leeway, which is not a lot, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
So from the Avs side of things, what we do know before the game was canceled, the Avs had brought Hunter Miska, Callahan Burke, and then Mikhail Maltsev were the 3 confirmed players to be on their taxi squad at this point.
Yep. And that's with Frankie
being COVID.
Yeah. They had such did you see the thing yesterday about, they try to get an emergency backup goaltender just for practice purposes, and he tested positive.
Brutal.
Ridiculous, man.
So, yeah. So the taxi squad in some way, shape, or form is going to be back. Which is good. Certainly to have some sort of thing in place. But how much is it really going to help, especially in a world where we're talking about teams posting 5+ players testing positive a day or two before games? I don't know.
Yeah. And as the comment section points out, it's kind of a tough timing for this because the Avs lose Jonas Johansson a week before taxi squads come back, and it's just like...
He's a literal prototype taxi squad goaltender, yeah.
Used to Sanadin continues to play for the Eagles. JoJo is your taxi squad guy. Your top two guys rock as normal. It just would have been a piece of cake.
Yep. Things would have added up a lot better in the in goal situation. For the Avs in particular, as we kind of already mentioned, outside of the guys in protocol, their forward core is going to be the healthiest it's been all year when they return to play. So,
yeah. Yeah. The only thing at this point that's preventing, COVID is now preventing a mostly healthy roster. Like, injury-wise, a mostly healthy roster. Right now, your only real injury is Byram.
Yep. Byram and then Murray, I guess, technically.
Yeah.
But
maybe Murray's already ahead of where I thought he would be.
Yeah, so. Certainly, the timing of things there has been a kind of all over the place for the Avs. Getting relatively healthy beyond the protocols. And on that side of things, it is what it is. A taxi squad gives teams more opportunity to manage things instead of, you know, having to play games down 7 people, hopefully. Unfortunately, based on the rules that we've seen, it doesn't seem like it would help prevent a situation like what happened in Nashville, where the Avs had multiple players called out between warmups and the start of the game.
Yeah.
Because rosters do need to be announced by 5 p.m. every single day still. So not sure how much it would help in a situation like that specifically, but in general, it should make teams more flexible, which is a good thing. Hopefully prevent cancellations a little bit more.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, helps stem the tide of some of these games. Like, when the Avs lose all those guys throughout the day, they lose half their top 6, their defense is wiped out, they lose their starting goaltender an hour before puck drop. Like, you're talking about being put in a serious competitive disadvantage, and it certainly not to say that the Preds had a full lineup, because I remember what that game looked like. But you were talking about a preseason game counted in the standings.
Yep. The Avs played with 16 players, less than that if you count the first period.
Yeah, and get shut down the next day.
Yep. Yep. Immediately the NHL was like, nah, I'm not doing that again. So, definitely was a little bit of a struggle on their side. No doubt about that.
Hotel Wi-Fi, baby.
Yeah, it comes and goes. It comes and goes. You work with it. You do what you got to do. But look, the NHL, it's taking a lot of the steps that, at very least, you and I wanted to see when this all started first happening, right? Yes. Would it have been better if they had this stuff in place beforehand? Sure. But
yeah, it's better with it now.
Yeah, exactly. You can only go from where you are. And that's got to count for something, at least.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll see how it goes. We'll see when games actually start getting played again.
Yeah, also
true. Did you watch WJC's? Yesterday?
I did, yes.
You have any quick thoughts on those?
I saw Alex Holtz assist Oscar Lawson, and I just started having fantasies about that.
Let's talk about old Oscar.
Yeah, he's still sniping pucks, even at WJC. He's not having any problems in that category.
I tell you, if you're going to have the one skill.
That's the one to have.
For it to be easy to, like, prospect crush on you, it should be shooting.
Having pucks on an actual wire at all times.
Yeah, like, it's the easiest thing to just watch and be like,
oh.
You see this shit? You see this? This is the easiest thing to just see it, where you're just like, oh my god, what's happening here? And we even said when he got drafted, like, that shot could probably play in the NHL right now.
Yeah.
And then we saw during the preseason, it wasn't out of place in any way. Saw him score a couple of goals, and you're like, dude, that part of his game, the part where he gets the puck and shoots it, it's good to go. Well,
I mean, that the part of it
for
me.
Can he give that to Tyson Jost? Like, my God.
When he first got drafted, it was like, well, yes, he has a good shot, but I'm not fully convinced. You know, he's playing in European leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Will he be able to have a release in under faster conditions? And yeah, like, he still will have to prove that he can do it against pro competition. But
totally.
If you ask me when he got drafted, hey, do you think this guy could be a 30 goal scorer in the league? I probably would have told you no. Today, I'm like, maybe. Yeah. I'm not saying yes, but I'm not saying no.
Today, you're not writing it off.
Yeah, definitely. So,
it's funny because
to be on that side, yeah.
The Burakovsky comp just looks like
more correct and more correct and by more the day.
Where you're just like,
yep,
I think they'll be
soft, but he plays really well.
Different guys in the NHL, but they excel and struggle in some of the same ways.
Yep,
they get there in different ways, but it's like at the end of the day, the bottom line of it is that their pros and cons end up looking pretty similar.
Even if how they get there is a little different, yeah,
yeah,
they kind of fill the same role for sure.
Yeah, and you're just like, look, man. Maybe the success with Burakovsky made them feel more comfortable with Oscar.
Typing that guy a little bit, yeah.
And being like, okay, we know how to do this. We know how to develop this guy. We know how to feed this guy some opportunity. We'll feel comfortable with this. And really, like, their last two first rounders to date, not to say that they're
they haven't
final greatest, yeah. But to date, everything that's happened since they've been drafted has been an A+.
Yep. No, no.
Barron tore up the queue, got to the AHL, immediately looked good, produced, translated that into two games this year, one
he
real game
fine.
With real adults in a real NHL game, and then that fiasco in Nashville that he got stuck in. But I'm not holding against anybody.
You can't, yeah.
And, you know, like, you feel wonderful about how things have gone since the Justin Barron pick. And with Oscar Lawson, you know, he had such a poor rookie showcase.
Kind of.
Totally. And then the actual got into Avalanche games, Avalanche preseason games, and you're like,
oh.
Girl? Found that confidence, used it as the launchpad. Like, we talked all about, like, how he just didn't look good. Like, he didn't look like he was playing with any self-belief at all in Arizona. It was a constant theme of our conversations about his play.
Yep.
And then he looked awesome in the preseason. He had flashes where he was awesome. And he took all of that, translated it to the OHL. And it's like, everything, right now, everything that you felt good about when he was drafted, you still feel good about. And all the things that you were concerned about, you feel better about. Not to say that he's there, not to say that he's ready, not to say that he has upped his prospect portfolio in any way. Like, not to say that he's gone from a B-minus prospect to an A-minus prospect or anything like that. Just that there isn't really a major ding so far in his development track. It's all looked good, and he's off to a good start playing on Sweden's top line. You want to see guys get opportunity. You know, we saw last night, we saw Jack Pert struggle against Slovakia for the Americans, knowing that that should have been, that that was Sean Behrens' roster spot.
Yep.
And I just couldn't help but be like, God, this sucks. Because you're seeing with Olausen, he's getting the burn. He's getting the opportunity that Behrens, because Behrens got COVID, you just don't have that same,
yep, unfortunate,
that same level of opportunity at this high visibility, high quality tournament.
Well, and that's the positive thing for me, especially with Olausen, is he has been unbelievably consistent offensively since going to Barry.
Yeah.
He's played 22 OHL games this year. He has scored a point in all but three of them. So he's doing exactly what you want to as far as completely dominating the OHL and his peers down there. And
well, he's not getting fat off of five-point games.
Right. He's scoring every single night. He's not just dunking on bad teams. He's competing and doing well with the good teams too. And now you're seeing him continue that pacing on an international level where it's like, okay, this is for real.
Yeah.
Got a super chat here from Carrie saying, do you guys think this rest will be good for the Avs, or is it going to be bad for us? And what think about Barron? Also, happy B-Day. Rudo, love DNVR. Thank you for the birthday wishes. We're kind of already talking about this a little bit. I already talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, but
it's kind of like a TLDR of the pod, but ultimately good for the Avs. Justin Barron, dope.
Yep. It's where, let's expand on this a little bit really quickly. Where is Barron rank on the depth chart right now? Presumably McDermott is still that kind of flexible seven defensively that can also play forward for you.
Behind Murray.
You think he's still behind Murray?
Well, I'm asking you, because you have, if McDermott's at seven.
Well, Murray, I'm just counting.
I mean, Murray and McDonald are both hurt, so.
Right. I'm counting Murray is out indefinitely.
Okay, and is Byron back? Like, what's your depth chart that I'm working with here?
So my starting six are obviously Makar and Girard, and then Byron, EJ, Jack Johnson, and
Taves.
Taves, thank you. That'd be my starting six, and then I'm assuming, wouldn't be my depth chart, but I'm assuming the Avs would have McDermott as seven.
Okay.
And then I guess, I don't, maybe McDonald is in there if he's healthy, but I'm assuming he's not.
I think if healthy, McDonald is behind McDermott and in front of Barron.
Okay. So yeah,
I think Barron is right behind McDonald.
Cool. Yeah. That's more or less where I'd have him too. So.
Yeah, because he's ahead of Jordan Gross, who was, I mean, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to hold that Nashville game against anybody. But Jordan Gross was gross in that game. He was truly awful. It was a total disaster for him.
Yeah. Not going to hold it against him, but also certainly didn't do anything to ever get another game with the Avs. So,
yeah, like Kyle Burrows' two games with Colorado last year, significantly better. Everything Dan Renouf did last year is significantly better. That's one of the worst call-ups we've seen in recent Avalanche history. A terrible situation for him. Like, the context of that situation, it's a terrible, terrible spot for him to be in. And he got completely swallowed up by the moment.
Yeah. Would have been hard to play significantly worse, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It was awful that night. I mean, that's... And, like... You and I have watched Jordan Gross play with the Eagles. He's a much better hockey player than that. A much better hockey player than that. And at the NHL level, like, not an impact player, but also not a guy that should be absolutely killing you.
Yeah, I mean, Gilbert's going to fall somewhere into that conversation, too. But
Gilbert, I would probably have behind Barron.
After the call-up, yeah.
Yeah.
Barron leapfrogged a couple dudes with that call-up, I would say.
Yeah. Yep. Put a couple of the veterans on permanent backlog there.
Yep.
In that call-up order, I think.
All right. Well, if you're trying to get a little bit of better sleep, you can hit up Snooze Sleep. So jump on that. They're in Colorado. You are?
Yeah, man. No more. Now that we left Houston, I guess now that we left my mom's house, I'm not sleeping in bunk beds anymore.
Yeah, they'll Snooze Sleep will treat you better than a bunk bed. That's for sure. Their new 4-in-1 mattress will do you a lot better. You can flip it for firm or soft, and you can flip the mattress cover for hot or cold. So no matter what type of sleeper you are, they have a solution for you. They're Colorado local. They'll deliver the bed right to your door, and you can get a 7-day free trial to make sure it's the right fit. So give it a try today with Snooze Sleep. Again, they're super awesome local. Highly recommend you check them out if you're in the market for a new mattress. Then once you're done sleeping, you're getting up for the day, you can have your Strava Craft coffee, the CBD-infused coffee that helps with migraines, aches and pains like joint pain, IBS, a ton of other stuff as well. Go check them out. If you're a Keurig person, they come in K-Cups. They also come in just the standard, normal hockey with your CBD infusion. Take care of you. Aches and pains, you name it. Of course, also brought to y'all by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. You can still get 8 different kinds on tap down at the DNVR bar. Highly recommend that. With the Ducks game on Sunday still on for the moment, if you want to come down to the bar for that one, you can have some mimosas and hockey. It is going to be a Broncos watch party, but the Avs will, of course, be on as well at the bar. And you can have some afternoon drinks and watch some fun hockey. Hopefully, the Avs return to actually playing hockey. So come have a good time down at the DNVR bar. Have some Breck Brew, whatever you want. Highly recommend it. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. So the league is kind of in a strange spot with a lot of things up in the air right now. But AJ's making weird faces now.
Kirby's growling at the door.
Oh, Kirby wants out.
There was a noise in the hallway, so naturally.
Of course.
It's time for the 8-pound dog to try and protect something.
Gotta defend his house.
Yeah, he doesn't know where his house is anymore. He's changed location so much.
Everywhere. He owns the world now. All right.
That's right. The
NHL, is it fair to say at this point they're starting to switch into a mode that is do whatever it takes to finish the season? Or
yep.
How much flexibility do they still have, really?
They're losing it every day.
Yeah.
They had a bunch. They're losing it every day. It's been significantly cut into. They are going to have some pretty tough sprints to the finish if they don't want to extend the regular season, which of course you don't want to. You're trying to get back to a normal schedule as much as possible, but how much are you prioritizing getting back on a normal schedule versus having an 82-game season? Because you're talking about having an 82-game season, but you're also talking about fan restrictions going back into place. All of this is going to affect the HRR at the end of the year, and how much is this impacting your salary cap situation, where you were hopeful that the cap was going to go up by $1 million and that the players will have paid off their COVID debt in 4 years. How much has that changed now? I don't know. as the flexibility starts to go away, your HRR just naturally is going to go down because that's what happens when you don't have fans in stands for games.
Yep.
Now, if it's a game here and there, it's not a huge, it's not like a huge number. But it's
absorbable. Yeah.
Yeah. When you start to get, you start to get more into it, more teams do it, more places start to shut it down. It's just where it is.
Yep. It's, I don't want to make you predict the future, cause I think it's pretty impossible to really know what's going to happen next, but how,
God, if I could do it, the NHL would be paying me a lot of money.
What? Let me put it to you this way. What's more realistic, the NHL extending the season or the NHL playing less than 82 games?
Extending the season.
Okay. Given it's not for like months and months and months.
Yep.
All right. Fair enough take there. It's going to be another weird stretch of hockey. I wish I had better answers for everybody, but it's just going to kind of be what it's going to be for you. Hopefully the Avs return sooner rather than later, and hopefully they can get through the rest of the season without too many speed bumps. But you're going to wake up every day and find out whether they're playing games or not. It's just going to be what it is for the next little while, at very least. Yeah. It's not a fun time. I don't think any of us would like it to be this way, but it's the way it is. So I don't really think I have a ton else to add. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on here, AJ?
No, I mean, we have now all week to
whole week of shows that
we won't have a Friday games.
Yeah, we'll be off.
Yeah, we won't,
since the Avs don't play.
Yeah. We got that off. So
that's the thing.
Not that any of us are going anywhere doing anything for it.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, we'll still be live for three more shows this week. You know, you can find us every single week here. Once the holidays are over, it'll be back to at least a 5-day a week schedule, if not our often six and things like that. Also, with this time off, keep your eyes out. Keep your eyes out for some stuff coming. I know I'm working on a video that, if not this week, should be out next week. Should be something fun to look at. Some other stuff in the works too, that no one wants to see hockey not getting played, but it does give us a little bit of an opportunity to do some more creative things that we would normally save for off season and stuff like that. So. Yeah. Hopefully we can bring you guys some fun and interesting stuff at the very least. But we are going to get out of here for the day. So thank you, everyone, for watching, listening, however you consume the pod. We appreciate all of y'all so, so very much for tuning in, even when hockey gets weird like this. We'll be back tomorrow at our normal time of 1 p.m. Getting back into that groove now that we know there's no hockey games. But until then, we will talk to you later.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Olmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.